everyone, and welcome back to the Life Beat Podcast. I am your host, Danny Earl, and joining me today is our co-host, Tiffany Van Bronckhorst. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. Doing well. I feel like this isn't an official segment of our show, but we always bring up the weather at the beginning.
We do.
And we have good news. It's so nice out. It's really great. Yesterday was awesome. So summer's right around the corner.
Yeah. Good. I think it's supposed to be mid-60s, 70s maybe this weekend. So.
Beautiful. Yes. Hopefully where you guys are listening from, it's going to be warm too. I don't know about the other areas of the state. I'm not as informed, but it's great here. So if you're living around Grand Rapids area, you got some good weather coming. Today we are going to focus on an issue that is very important here at Right to Life of Michigan. I feel like a lot of times people will associate us with the abortion issue because it is such a large issue. It is very predominant in our culture. Another issue that we tackle and that we are very passionate about is fighting against physician-assisted suicide. It is a growing concern in our country. It's pretty prevalent around the world. There are a lot of countries that have pretty powerful physician-assisted suicide laws intact, which we'll talk about more later, but we can see this issue growing in our country. And that was especially shown in Delaware. Just a few weeks ago, the legislators passed, it was Delaware House Bill 140. And this measure, once it is signed by the governor, it will allow a, quote, terminally ill individual who is an adult resident of Delaware to request and self-administer medication to end the individual's life. So physician-assisted suicide, it's different than euthanasia. Within euthanasia, that is the doctor or the physician intentionally ending the life of the patient. But within physician-assisted suicide, they are giving them the means to do it themselves, to administer a pill by themselves. But it is a very manipulative and dark road, which is why we advocate so strongly against it.
So prior to the election that was in November 2024, Meyer did say that his intent was to sign the bill. And he did say that he believes that people should have a right to exercise their right to die. So if this bill is signed, it will make Delaware the 11th state to have physician-assisted suicide legalized. And right now we're looking at Colorado, Hawaii, California, New Jersey, Maine, Montana, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. So we have a lot of states who already have this legalized, and we're hoping to combat that.
Right. Yep. And even Washington, D.C. has it legalized as well. And the reason that this is prevalent in Michigan is that we saw in 2023, at the end of the year, there was a series of bills that was introduced called the Death with Dignity Act. You'll see a lot of advocates of assisted suicide like to refer to it as death with dignity, or a lot of times it's called medical assistance in dying. They're trying to wash away the gruesome reality of what it really is. They're trying to label it as just regular medical care, and that this is something that we should all be okay with, something that should be normalized, where if a patient is critical or facing severe mental illness, that they should just be allowed to take these pills and end their life instead of actually providing care for them and actually helping them get better. It's so unfortunate because we hear so many stories of coercion and people that are in a vulnerable state not really knowing what to do. And this seems like an easy way out for them when really the choice to end one's life should never be an easy one. It should never be presented as that, because life is a beautiful gift that we should not take away for whatever reason. We should support it. We should be promoting life, which is what we try to do here in Michigan. So thankfully, the bills that were introduced in Michigan were shot down in a way last December when the committee ended. The bills that were introduced, they did not get a vote on them, so effectively they were shut down by the end of the committee, which is great that they didn't even get a hearing. It's incredible. When this first came out, we advocated a lot for our volunteers to make calls to their local legislators to ask them to vote no on this bill, and we really believe that the work of all of our pro-life Michiganders had a huge say in helping this to not get passed. So we were very grateful that it got shot down last year. We are still on the lookout. It was great news that it was shot down before, but we do still have a lot of advocates in our Michigan legislature, people that are still supportive of the quote-unquote Death with Dignity Act. So we are keeping our eyes peeled in case it is reintroduced soon. If it is, we are going to be on the front lines pushing against it. We hope that it does not. We are extremely grateful that we saw such large victories last election in getting pro-life legislators into Michigan office. So we're hoping that this issue can go away, because it's not one that we like. It is such a gruesome, unfortunate topic that we have to talk about, and just hope that it can stay out of our state. And hopefully the other states that have legalized it, we can find a way that they can reverse that and start protecting life in their states as well.
Mm-hmm. On another note, in 2023 in Canada, there were actually 15,343 reported deaths due to medical assistance. And that's actually 4.7% of the total number of deaths in Canada. And when I heard that medical assisted dying accounted for 4.7%, I actually stopped and paused for a second, because we're talking about the sanctity of human life.
Right.
And that's definitely a cultural shift, and it says something very sobering about where we're headed as a culture. When ending a life becomes a normalized part of healthcare, we're reshaping how people are seeing suffering and disability, mm-hmm. and even mental illness. And it's a failure of compassion when we're no longer fighting for life and it becomes us just managing death. That's basically what it is.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. That 4.7% it's wild. It showed that in 2023, 19,660 Canadians requested medical assistance in dying. And then, like Tiffany said, the 15,343 actually died from it. So thankfully, there were about 4,000 who did not die by these means. But the fact that it is so readily available to them, that so many people asked for it, is so concerning. The 4.7, I mean, round that up to 5. 5 in every 100 people in Canada is dying by medical-assisted suicide. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just, it's mind-blowing. And that's right above us. It may seem like, oh, that's another country. They've got different rules over there. But, I mean, Canada is very close. I'm not sure how accurate this is, but I would assume that Canada is one of the closest mirroring countries to our own in terms of government and society. And this is such a growing issue. Every year in Canada, this number has gone up. The amount of people seeking medical-assisted suicide in Canada rises every single year. So something that we keep our eyes on, because it's so close to us. They're our neighbors right above us. So we're hoping that trend can go the opposite way. It can go down. We can start seeing more respect for life. Another country that has high rates of physician-assisted suicide is the Netherlands. They are the country with the highest amount of people who are passing away due to physician-assisted suicide. That was 9,068 deaths in 2023, and with a smaller population, that makes up 5.4% of all registered deaths. The amount of people who die by these means in that country goes up every year. It rose about 8% in the last year, and this practice has been legalized for 22 years, and the number just continues to grow. So we will keep our eyes on just how that number is impacted in the future.
There was a quote from Catholic Health Alliance of Canada, and they said approaches such as MAID fail to recognize the importance of addressing societal inequities and injustice, and in our opinion, contribute to a position which treats vulnerable people as a burden on society, resulting in an increased threat to their very existence.
Just such an impactful quote. The MAID, the Medical Aid in Dying, also called MAID sometimes. It's just so heartbreaking. And I've heard great speakers here in our state of Michigan, people who have dealt with disabilities. The option was presented to them where they felt that they were being told by a physician that their life was not as meaningful, that because of their physical or mental ailments, that their life was not as worthy as others, which is just so untrue. All life, no matter their mental or physical state, it's worthy. It is absolutely worthy, and that is something that we continue to fight for here at Right to Life of Michigan. Again, in our country, in the states that Tiffany mentioned where physician-assisted suicide is legal, there are 74 million people that live within these states. And there are many other states where this MAID, Medical Aid in Dying, is on the legislative agenda. We saw that in Michigan last year. There are many other states that are trying to push for this as well. So a study done by the National Library of Medicine, it looked at data collected from 1998 to 2020, and it found that 5,329 patients had died from physician-assisted suicide in the United States, and 8,451 received a prescription. And again, that only goes up to 2020, and those numbers grew every year. So in the last 5 years, I would estimate that number has gone up pretty significantly, and that's here within the United States. So again, just a number that we continue to monitor, especially here in Michigan, because there are, again, legislators that are going to be pushing for this, that are pushing for this every day. It's something that they agree with. They think that the quote-unquote right to die is something that is beneficial, where we know that it is the opposite. It is demeaning. It takes away the inherent beauty and dignity of every single life, no matter what state that life is in. So one of our handouts that we have here at Right to Life of Michigan that we push out at our education tables, we bring these to our booths at fairs, it lists six important reasons why we should oppose legalizing physician-assisted suicide. Tiffany, if you want to touch on those.
There are six main reasons why we oppose legalizing physician-assisted suicide. The first one is that insurance companies will actually deny life-saving treatment. There was a story of a woman named Stephanie Packer who was informed that her insurance company would not cover her life-saving treatment, but she was offered these drugs for assisted suicide for a $1.20 copay. There were actually some Canadian officials that estimated that assisted suicide and euthanasia reduce annual spending between $34 and $138 million versus what the cost is of giving these patients lethal drugs between $1.5 and $14.8 million. A second reason is there is no screening for depression. In Oregon, there was a dismal 3.3% of patients who by assisted suicide had passed away and were referred for psychiatric evaluation. Another one is life expectancy after terminal diagnosis is unreliable and suicide contagion is real and it's targeting seniors and veterans.
Yeah, and then the last two points that we have, people with disabilities fear coercion and abuse. We hear a lot of people within our movement who have disabilities that they fear that they're going to be told that this is the better option for them instead of actually providing them with life-saving care. And then the last point that we have, proponents of assisted suicide quickly move to eliminate safeguards. They work to eliminate things like waiting periods, residency requirements. They try and make it as widespread as possible, which is just so unsafe for the people seeking it. Just touching back on the first two points, I think really stand out to me. The first one about insurance companies will deny life-saving treatment, and these Canadian officials estimating the difference between actual medical care versus the cost of just giving lethal drugs, it shows that it's just a numbers game to them. They're not actually accounting for the lives of these people. They're not thinking of them on a personal level. They're just a dollar sign, and they're seeing that they could save millions of dollars every year by just giving out these drugs that allow them to end their lives instead of actually prioritizing effective medical care, which is just so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then the second point, the no screening for depression, like you had said, in Oregon, only 3.3% of the patients who died from assisted suicide were referred for psychiatric evaluation. So such a small number of people were actually referred to someone who could help them if they were struggling with mental illness or depression, anxiety. Such a small number were actually referred for help, which referring them to help is going to be so much more helpful to them than just saying, hey, here's an easy way out.
Yeah.
So just heartbreaking statistics, and we are always fighting against this quote-unquote Death with Dignity Act that could come back in Michigan. So we thank you guys for listening. We apologize. It's not a lot of great positive news,
no.
But things to reflect on and to leave from here with hope is that we have had it struck down in Michigan before, and now we have even more pro-life legislators. We have a pro-life majority in the state house, so that is great news for the future, if this should ever come back again, that we have people in place that are going to help to combat it. So we thank you guys for listening. We are excited to continue with this podcast and to upgrade it in the future. We are excited for summer. We are excited for just our state as a whole. We feel like we are confident in the direction that we are moving. We are hoping to shift a culture of life in Michigan by reaching our young people, reaching deep into our communities, and really reshaping public opinion to have a much greater respect for life. So again, thank you guys for joining us. Tiffany, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and we hope you have a great day, and make sure to enjoy that nice weather this weekend if you do have any.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you guys.